It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Dozens of Colorado medical providers are offering to help patients in California where COVID-19 is spiking. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Dozens of frontline providers, doctors, nurses, and others with Kaiser Permanente Colorado volunteered to help in Kaiser hospitals in Southern California. Chief Nursing Officer Sarah Coleman says she feels it's part of her civic duty.
There was no question for me about going to help. That's where the need is, and that's where you go.
Overwhelmed hospitals face shortages of staff, even oxygen, and a highly contagious new strain of coronavirus appears to be spreading there. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado takes a big step toward redrawing its lines for congressional and state house districts starting today. CPR public affairs reporter Benta Berkland has more.
A panel of retired judges will randomly select the first six members of the independent commission tasked with redrawing congressional lines. That'll include two Republicans, two Democrats, and two unaffiliated voters. Then that same process will happen with state house districts later this month. In 2018, Colorado voters overwhelmingly approved a new approach that removes politicians from the process. The goals are to make seats more competitive, get broad public input, and make it more fair and transparent. Now, the biggest hurdle is a federal delay in census data that's needed before the first maps can be drawn. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The average rent in Metro Denver fell slightly at the end of 2020 to a little more than $1,500 a month. The Apartment Association of Metro Denver shows rent is still up compared to a year ago, but the annual growth is at its lowest in more than a decade. This is CPR News.